Now that the Trump administration removed a key roadblock, Pebble is chugging through the bureaucratic process needed to get approval to build its mine. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers today says the Pebble Limited Partnership's permit application is complete. It's a highly technical document with details on what the controversial mine in southwest Alaska could look like. But opponents remain unconvinced. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
In October, Pebble Limited Partnership released some details on how it plans to build a copper and gold mine near Iliamna. Then, the company claimed it was making a series of adjustments to make the mine safer. It promised a smaller mine than the company originally set out to build, for example. The application the Army Corps of Engineers released gives a fuller picture of Pebble's plans. It's also a pivotal step. Now, the federal environmental review process can begin. That will help agencies decide whether they should approve the mine. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the Pebble Limited Partnership.
This is the first big bite of the apple, if you will, and it's pretty exciting just to at least have some details out there that people can now start to take a look at and say, this is how the Pebble team proposes to design and operate a responsible plan for developing the mineral resources at Pebble.
The application includes maps of the open pit mine and the tailings storage facility. It shows roads the company wants to build to access the mine. The plan calls for a port on the west shore of Cook Inlet, an ice-breaking ferry across Lake Iliamna, and a natural gas pipeline from the Kenai Peninsula to help power the whole operation. Many details could be adjusted as Pebble continues its work with the government agencies that could approve the project. According to Pebble, the mine itself will have a footprint of nearly 11 square miles. The application states that over a period of 2 decades, the company aims to mine 1.2 billion tons of material. So far, none of the fine print is changing the minds of activists fighting the mine.
The short time we've had to review kind of the highlights of this permit application, it confirms every concern we have had for over the last decade.
That's Alana Hurley with United Tribes of Bristol Bay, one of the mine's most outspoken opponents. Hurley pushes back at Pebble's message that they're building a smaller mine than originally planned. She points out the application shows over 3,000 acres of wetlands and waters that must be filled in to build the mine site. But opponents' main message is that they're worried this plan is just a beginning.
I think this is a classic bait and switch.
Tim Bristol is executive director for Salmon State, another group against the project. Bristol is against the mine as it's proposed now, but he also says there's nothing stopping anyone from pursuing a bigger mine at a later date. But Bristol's worried this plan could get a green light from government agencies, especially under the Trump administration.
They're trying as hard as they can to get this thing into permitting now, and I don't think anyone can doubt the fact that it's going to be a much more permissive permitting process during this administration than during the last one.
Under the Obama administration, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed putting restrictions on the mine. But after President Donald Trump took office, EPA reached a settlement with Pebble and the company began moving forward again. Pebble says if the company wanted to expand the mine in the future, they'd have to roll out a new proposal and get new approvals. Heatwall calls the immediate negative response to the permit application unfortunate.
To say unequivocally that that the mine presents risks that can't be managed is, premature and prejudicial.
Pebble also recently announced it secured a new partner, the Canadian company First Quantum Minerals. That partnership will help fund the permitting process, although the companies haven't yet reached a final deal on funding the actual project. As the environmental review process moves forward, the Army Corps says it will hold a series of public meetings. The agency says final approval could take several years. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.